Okay, maybe the first question, how do you like Berlin? I think it's not the first time that you're in Germany.
Very well, I've been to Germany twice. This is my third time. And I've performed in Berlin about 15 years back, so I've been there. I've been here for a very long time, so it can never be the first time.
Yeah.
I've been singing on stage for the last 45 plus years. I've been in the Mumbai film industry, music and music industry for the last 32 years now. So, yes, it's really beautiful time. Germany is not just Germany for me, Germany is history for me. I have always read so much about this wonderful place. It has been a very eventful place. People can have perspective. I love Germany and I love Germans. I have a lot of German friends. There's a girl called Tanya from Wien who flew all the way from some other city and she came for the concert. So I have a lot of German friends. I have very fond respect for Germany. And Berlin, I just saw the wall for the first time. It was really, it made me very emotional.
Okay, so the song. And the first question is, it's been a while since we've had such a nice concert by famous Indian singer like you. And we hope that this is just the beginning of many more to come. Did you expect to find a response like that?
I'm very fortunate. I get beautiful people. I always say, as the king, so the people, as the artist, so the audience. So whenever I go anywhere, I always attract people who are music lovers, who may not be professional singers, but they are bathroom singers. They love singing, they love music, they are aficionados. But really, last night, any of you were there at the concert?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's quite a crazy concert, huh?
Very,
Can you imagine? I sometimes truly believe in destiny. Can you imagine? It's in my entire career of 45 plus years, I have never ever gone through the experience where there's a fire alarm. Okay, there can be fire alarm, but to the extent that the entire audience has to vacate the arena and go from there. And that you after 40, 45 minutes?
Yeah, that's just Germany.
It's never happened to me. And now, it's not the end. I am sleeping last night. Early morning, there's a fire alarm in the hotel. Can you imagine the entire hotel vacated? I'm not joking, ask my people. The entire hotel vacated. I told my wife, hell not. I am not going to do that. I stood quietly on the 10th floor on the staircase. I could go down. I said, I never climbed on 10 floors. I'm sleepy, I'm exhausted. I've done back-to-back concerts. Before concerts, I do an hour and a half or 2 hours of gym. So I'm exhausted. I don't want to jump. Because I knew there was nothing. Somebody was smoking somewhere and it's because of that silly man. The entire hotel had to wake up and go down. And early in the morning, I didn't go. But can you imagine? For the first time, these things happened in my life, all in Berlin.
Was I the first? So I wanted to ask, in your long spent career, what's the most memorable moment? What have we found out right now? So
yeah. This is the most scandalous moment. Memorable moment is the concert. The concert was beautiful. People were beautiful. I got a lot of love. I myself got very emotional. In fact, it was the last song, I saw my hands, all my hair was standing. So there were people crying in the front. Many people were crying in the front. So it was a beautiful concert.
Yeah, it was really interesting to see from the place where I was sitting, there was this lady in front of me, and she was a little bit older. And I looked over her shoulder and she wrote a beautiful message to a friend of hers saying that she felt so emotional after 17 years, I think she wrote, seeing you again. And like what it did to her, so it was really interesting. So you're not the only one being emotional here, yeah? Especially from the perspective of because she was a German lady, a white lady, and probably not being able to understand all of the lyrics. I mean, I just hear, oh, this is from this movie, this is from that movie. I cannot sing along, sadly, but really, really good nice concert. So thank you again for this.
Thank you.
I'm glad you were there. You guys saw the concert?
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
It was electrifying. I loved it. I grew up watching Hollywood movies and was dancing to your songs.
Yeah. I was hoping you were there for your English songs.
My English is going to be releasing after the movie releases.
I've
just sung that Adi Kurish Jaishirwan, like requested by Bhushan, who's the producer. But my song is the most beautiful song. And it's because it's on Ram, who's considered God in our country. And it was very nice to listen, hear them saying that only you can do justice to Ram's voice. So they want to come out with a song after the movie releases. So it's after 60th of June.
Okay, how would you describe the evolution of your career?
I've had a beautiful little career, but not an easy kind of thing. I've never had overnight success. Because there are a lot of people who have had successes after one movie. They've risen to the top, and whether actors or singers. I've always had a success in installments. Perhaps that was how it was meant to be. When I came to Bombay in 1981, my first hit was at the end of 1992-93, beginning just by the end of that instrument of these two songs. They were hit, but they were not like the mainstream hit. I got a little popular. People did not know me as much, know about me, because I was having mainstream songs. Then in 1995, my television program, Sarayama, started May 1st. Then people started recognizing me. I got famous, but I was still not writing songs. I had to wait till 1997. And to Sarikata Sunday se aate hain and yehi bhi aate hain. So that made me famous, and yet I was still not there in the pop scene, in the indie pop scene, because all the people who were much older to me also, like Papa Saikal, Alicia Chanoi, they all were ruling at that time, Kare Vinati. But I did not, despite being famous, despite being considered decent looking and young and could sing anything, I was not being able to cut through into the market of independent album. Then in 1998, the album called Kismet came and my song Tu Kabhi Jaane, that became famous. So it was all step by step. Then I started getting songs, but I had to wait till 2001 to get Surush Ramathan or Yoma Sonia. Then I had to wait till 2004 to get Karmana Ho, that became one of my milestones of my life. And then, of course, things went fine, but then 2011, was the year when Hari was written from Adi Kapoor, 2012, sorry, 12. And that, so it was all like, step by step journey. A lot has changed over these years. When I came to Bombay, we used to have a record of analog tracks. We didn't have digital technology. It was coming in, but India was not introduced to it back in 1991. So we used to sing on tapes, half-inch tapes, a one-inch tape, two-inch tape, sometimes quarter-inch when we had lesser budgets. The bigger the size of the tape, the better the quality of the recording. This is how it used to be. And the more expensive the system used to be. So those times, because we used to sing on tapes, you could not really punch or correct the song too much. So you had to train yourself to be able to sing the song in one tape. Or at least one entire chunk of the song in one day. So because that you practiced more. I ended up practicing a lot, and that made me a singer that people say that today when I sing live on stage, I make sure that I do an honest job and I don't just concentrate on making or entertaining people and singing trash. I make sure that I keep my voice in good shape. I still believe in the sanctity of my profession. This is not just my profession. Singing is my existence. Music is my existence. And then gradually the world moved on to digital space. Then we could record separately. Me on one day, a single singer on another day, another studio. That could happen analog also. When I started, But then we could punch like Hari Badal Rahi Har Waqt Zindagi. So you can punch Har Ghadi. So yeah, Ghadi acha nahi aaya. Ghadi Har Ghadi Badal. So Ghadi can be put inserted. So this is how technology changed. And it's getting better and better and better. A lot of people can sing now. A lot of actors can also sing these days. And what? Consumption of music has changed. Cassettes, from cassettes to CDs, CDs to hard drives, you know. Now you don't need all that because you have streaming apps. So it has all changed. Earlier, you used to save your money to buy a cassette of the artist of your choice. Today, you can be trained to listen to an artist by providing you that same artist again and again. So things have really changed. In the past, you chose your artist. Today, your artist chooses you.
Speaking of those new ways, what are your influences on you in terms of making your new music?
I think there are a lot of genres that I'm known for. Spiritual, religious also has been a very, very important factor from the time I started. So, film songs give me an opportunity to sing multiple genres, creative dialogues, thought dialogues, imagined dialogues. So when lately I sang for Lal Singh Chaddha, when I sang for, there's a new movie called Banda, Tandai Kaafi, Oshka Nagabada, there's a song that's becoming very popular. Bande, that's a song. Then again, song Mati Ko Paake. So I work with other people, work on their thoughts. But when I make my own music, I'm currently, I have a label called I Believe Music. So I have come out with a lot of songs through that. So some are probably very deeply philosophical, some are modern, 20-year. And honestly, in the last 1.5-2 years, I haven't really gotten a chance to compose too much because I have been driving like crazy. I have been working like a machine. And I'm really enjoying it. Lots of travel. I think pandemic may have something better with it. So other should be better for me. Now we're back to working hard after the pandemic.
Quick follow-up question. Is there any artist that you would say like you listen to a lot of these and they give you inspiration?
Everyone. You can never stop learning. And I always say something. When I was 16 years old, with the time, the Kumar Shahaji, you were 34 years old, that kind of thing. Wasn't I inspired by them? I was, right? I was inspired by them. I learned from them, from Suresh Vadkarji, from Hari Haranji. They were like 34, 35 at that time, and I was 14, 15, 16. So I considered them my teachers. I got inspired by them. Now I'm going to be 50. How can I not learn from somebody who's 34 just because they're 50? How can I stop learning from just now my teachers have to be older to me? I am ashamed of learning or getting inspired by Arijit Singh or any other singer or Deep Rath or whoever. I should never have any issues appreciating any singer of any age, whether my senior, whether my junior. So I definitely listen to everyone, and I think there is God in everyone, and there is artists expressing his talent through various people. So when you close your doors and when you close your mind towards a genre or a specific age group, because I've seen a lot of my seniors, in fact all my seniors, have been very unvocal about appreciating the younger ones. That's not how it should be. Just because you're older, that doesn't mean that you're just because you are older, it doesn't mean that you stop learning from people who are younger. So I learn from elders, I learn from singers from India, from the West, and I learn from the younger lot, with a male or female. I try to emulate them, I check my I really need to know whether I can match them or not. But if not, I try to work hard on that. Because nobody's perfect, nobody can ever say that I know everything. I do a very honest job with Minecraft, that's what I know. But I don't need to say that. I know everything. So I learn from everyone.
Okay. How do you stay connected to your fans?
I don't really try to work, honestly.
Okay.
No, because initially, during the pandemic, I felt the need to connect to everyone because everyone was alone, everyone was sitting in their houses, doing nothing. So I used to make my blogs and I used to feel it. And the whole world was a very, very lonely place at that time. See, all of us felt, people felt nice that I'm showing them what I'm doing, and I'm making my song, I'm walking, I'm giving them my thoughts, my ideas. That was during the pandemic. When the pandemic got over, everybody got busy again, including me. I didn't feel the need to really catch the attention of my so-called fans. First of all, I don't like the word fans.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of my fans are so lovely. Hi to my fans. This is for my fans. People do all that. It's a very pompous thing to call people who admire you your fans. Because, yes, I understand. Fan is not a derogatory word. But I call them my audience, my people who appreciate me. People who understand me don't need me to convince them or appease them or tell them how relevant I want to be and I want to put a blog and I want to show them my reels and everything. Once in a while I do that, but the people ask me to promote a certain song and I do that sometimes. But I believe you cannot cheat God. You can't manipulate nature, you can't manipulate. When you are destined to get something, you will get it. When you are not destined to get something, you can try your level best, but it won't happen to you. I'm from that school of belief and belief system. Thus, I focus on working hard on the ground and trying to stay connected with my own self rather than connecting with others. Because anything that I see outside is actually inside me. This is what I believe in. So I need to really be connected from my within to my within to be able to stay connected from the world to the person outside. Actually, I will keep the time with us also. Which are the two of Charles and Albany.
Coming back to your Bollywood side of things, I was wondering, or even Indian cinema generally, I was wondering, is there any movie that you would have loved to perform in?
It was an act or sing?
You can give us both of them.
Oh my God.
That's a tough one, right?
That's a tough one. How can I take away the work of all the actors?
What comes into mind first? Maybe that's the right answer.
I don't know, all of this. When I was younger, probably there was nothing that I wanted more but just music because, I'm so fortunate. God has made me so fortunate. I'm so thankful to God. Never ever were a singer's poster sold on streets before me. So, what would I do? What would I get more being an actor? As a singer, I was getting so much of attention, so much love from people, from girls, from families, from mothers, from fathers, so from elders. So at that time, acting was never in my agenda. Later on, that legendary film came into my life. Because this movie, which is a very iconic legendary movie, which should be shown in all film festivals. Because that's one serious case of misleading by 10 stalwarts. 10 stalwarts misled me. Sunny Deol, Sunil Shetty, Amitabh Bachchan, Akshay Kumar, Manisha Koirala, Siddharth, Aditya Pancholi. The 10 people acted in the film, and I was the 11th one. And I took up the movie thinking, how can 10 be fools? And that movie turned out to be the biggest, It will always be in the gallery of It's a cult classic. So I can't be blamed for it because Sunny Deol was doing it, Akshay Kumar was doing it, Manisha Koirala, the serious actress, all of them were doing it. What had gone wrong with them? One of them had not taken the movie, I would have thought. I said, everybody's doing the movie. The movie was behind, the director was behind. So after that experience, I realized I didn't want to waste my time because I have always been a very busy man for a very long time. You know, a film, you give at least 100 days for the shoot, for the rehearsals, for the dubbing, for the promotion, at least 100 days for one movie. 100 days, me giving 100 days is like losing so much work, my work, and depriving other people of myself from what I wanted for, from what I'm known for. So I refused to take a movie after that. So I didn't really fancy being an actor because I'm very, very fine with my experience. Singing, there are a lot of songs, which I feel that, you know, these are good songs, but I'm not going to go subject. This should have been mine. No. It belonged. It went to the person to whom it belonged.
But from the perspective of, like, I don't know, let's say you really loved a certain movie, but you're not in it as a singer. Is that something, is there a movie that you would have loved to promote it in that way?
Didn't really think about it that way. Okay. I don't think about it actually. Maybe there is a very good show that has come on OTT, Juju. Probably if something like that is given to me, something with some substance, I would have enjoyed to bring it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, here at the InnoGenre Film Week in Berlin, we will also see some films that feature your songs, like Fana. And we would like to talk a little bit about how involved you are in the creative process. Do you, for instance, know the synopsis behind the film and what the characters are supposed to feel?
Okay, you saw Fana? Yeah, that's right. Okay. I think we recorded that first song in 2005, I remember, and that was the last film Jeff and I worked together as composers. After that, they split. I don't know why they should have. But it was a beautiful song, and of course, I have sung almost 6,000 songs. So when I sing a song, like any old school, because our teachers are Mohammad Rafi's and Kishore Kumar, Nagaji Ashari. So we call it old school, but that's not old school, that's the right school. The right school of singing. The singer should always ask, whom are you singing for? What the pattern of the song is. So I'll give you an example. I was singing a Marathi song. Marathi is a language in Maharashtra. Bombay is the capital of Maharashtra. So I sang a song for a Marathi song just recently, about 2 months back. So I understand Marathi a bit because I live in Mumbai. But sometimes that was really typical folkish, Gaonki Marathi. So Gaonki, koi bhi language hoti hai, it is a harder version of its popular, the popular language. So I sang, it's a beautiful song, and I was singing it like a folk Marathi singer. I came to Gandhra, I sang Gandhra, and I just realized that I'm singing something wrong. And I asked the director, I said, I said, and he explained the meaning, as I realized I'm singing completely different from what should happen. And I do assess the song. I sang that antara and the composer just ran out. And his people were baffled what just happened to him, and I knew what had happened to him. He could not stop crying. He went out and he cried his heart out. He came back and he said, I'm so sorry, I couldn't control it. He said, after making you understand the meaning of what you were singing, you suddenly turn the entire expression so definitely that I could not stop crying. See, this is what happens when you understand the meaning or the situation of a song. So whether it's Fana or whether it's Katibushi Kadiga, whether it's Kalvuna or whether it's Ahimaj Bhagini Adhita, whether it's today's songs, Kahani from Lal Singh Chadda or whatever, you have to understand the character. If the character of the film is kind of a deeper person with an intense nature, you cannot sing a song meant for them. You know, frivolous or a shallow or a wacky. You and vice versa. If the character of the film is boisterous and very energetic, like Govinda, like Salman Khan, who's you know, kind of not so intense always, but he's always very smart and cool. So you sing a certain way for Salman Khan, you sing a certain way for Amir Khan. Both are two different characters, individuals, the personalities. So this is what my system is when I sing a song.
What do you think does the Bollywood music industry do different from other music industries?
The Indian film industry, I'm sorry, I didn't use the word Bollywood, I just feel it's a very different word. So the Indian film industry has gone through a lot of phases. So the 90s, they were blatantly, they were making good music, but they were also blatantly copying a lot of music without giving the credits to the original composers as well. So there were some composers who just shamelessly picked up songs from anywhere, and maybe they were asked to, honestly. At that time, the laws were not so strict. So from then, in 2000, improved a bit. Sound-wise, a lot changed in the 2000s. So Indian music industry, film industry has changed a lot. It's evolving beautifully. The technology part of India is really good now. Sounds are at par with any international production or something.
Shout out to Nata Nata.
I'm sorry?
Shout out to Nata Nata in this case, since they won the Oscar.
Yeah, yeah. So the Indian industry is doing very well. And I think after pandemic, probably the people somehow have, the prudence of people has increased. So they are now not accepting. The audience is not accepting anything by average. They want to be pulled to the theatres with something extraordinary. So that thing has changed for me. People have developed a good taste for good product on streaming channels and OTT platforms and all. So that's different. I think India is making movies of all genres this year. India is making movies of all genres. They're making intense movies, they're making funny movies, they're making social movies, they're making. So, in a good space, different people have come in the business. Some are learning, some have already got the knack of it.
Is there any song you sung in your career that holds a very special place in your heart?
There are some, for various reasons. Kalvanam, I think it came into my life when I was internally churning. There was something churning inside me. I was being transformed from inside. I understood the facade of popularity and success and whatever. I realized there is another side of life. I went into yoga, I went to read some great books. I started taking breaks in my life. I started taking holidays. I started going to places which would give me understanding of my within. That is a kind of color walking. So it's very special to me. Habib Bajwa came in 2012, and that's a song which is very close to me because it was, I think, my mother's parting gift to me. This was the last super hit song that my mother saw of mine. And actually, this was the biggest song. Since then, I haven't had a song as big as Habib Bajwa. So my mother's impact was such that this song is still today rated as one of the best ever songs in the industry.
So, coming to what you meant exactly, but I was wondering, what is next in store for you as a musician?
As a musician? Portugal concert from the fourth. That's the next in store. You love it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
I was in Leicester in April.
Oh, you were there
too?
Okay. You were stalking me. I will clip pictures with whoever wants to that. So that's the next thing. So when I go back, there are some independent songs that I have to record and shoot for. And then I have an American tour coming up in August and September. That's also where I have a concert in Mauritius. So a lot of things are happening. I have to divide my time very cleverly between recording and performing.
Okay, and finally, looking back at your wonderful career, what lessons would you say you have learned?
The only lesson that I can say that I have captured myself is trust the universe, trust your mind. Don't try to outsmart God. Just keep working hard, just keep thinking good, just keep thinking, wishing well for others, and identifying your flaws. Like I'm so like known to my flaws now that it irritates me sometimes. Why can't I get rid of them? Like my anger or my whatever. But at least I'm aware of my flaws. If I had shut my eyes to it, I wouldn't have found any scope to work on it. So I also tend to get too concerned when we are getting late somewhere. I get a little edgy. And then I tell myself to trust the Almighty. So all I can say is this is my thumb rule: is just trust. The story that's happening outside is very different from the real story within. So you might feel that this is happening, and this is success, and this is money, and this is a superstar, and this is not a superstar, this is success, and this is failure. You might feel that way. It could just turn the reverse. What you are seeing as success could be the utmost failure, and what you are perceiving as failure could be the real success. So trust the Almighty and do the right thing, and just keep working hard and don't try to plan too much. Or I've seen people telling me, "Hey, now see this year, it'll be a great year for me. I have done this and I'm going to make this movie and I'm going to see, I'm going to capture the market." And the same year, he was on my shoulder when I was taking that person's lash to the sunshine card. So this is it. Life. Never try to act too smart. Never try to look at people's faults. Never try to make fun of people. If people are ordinary singers, ordinary actors, don't make fun of them. Don't mock them. Because the same mockery will be reflected upon you one day. This is how the karma hits you back. So I used to sit and I used to laugh with my friends about some very funny movies. And God gave me generation. You see, I'm not joking, this is how karma hits you back. So I learned the lesson very early in my life, and I always tell my people around, never to judge people too much. Just let them be as they are and trust the Almighty.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay, just so many. We have brought a present for you. We wish travel all.